Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. If I could sound a little louder, I would. But I praise God that I have an opportunity to be in the presence of the Lord one more day. Hallelujah to our name. Well, welcome this morning to Eagles of Fire. Breathe on me, breath of God, or breath of God, speak. Glory be to your name, O God. This is your host, Governing Apostle Blossom Brackman, coming to you from Eagles of Fire, our morning devotion to be in the presence of our sweet Savior. Truly, there is no one like Him on the earth. Hallelujah. For some of you that are new to us, we want to welcome you as a first-time guest to our program that is aired Monday through Friday from 6:30 until about 7:15 to give people opportunity to get ready for work. And our time of prayer is just to praise and worship the Lord. We do get prayer requests, but sometimes we just pray for them on a regular basis without waiting to come in the morning to pray. But we do pray for each one of you that have given us your prayer requests, and we pray for each other. We also spend time talking to God, praising Him for who He is, and receive our fresh manna each and every morning from the Lord's table. We are so glad that you are part of our family, and we are just excited what God is doing this year. We ask you to go to our website, which is www.eaglesoffire.org, and there you will find more about us. Please look for our upcoming events coming this week, actually in Olay, Maryland, which is on the borderline of Ellicott City, Maryland, and we'll be holding our gathering of the prophets and intercessors together on Friday night, this Friday, on the 26th of February, God willing. Sorry, the 25th. They corrected me again. The 25th, which is Friday, started at 6:30. We have prophets coming from different places, such as prophets Pam and Bill Armour from Florida. We also have Prophet Leroy from Atlanta, Georgia. Sorry. And then we have the prophetesses, Prophet Paloma and her husband, which will be coming in from Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Woohoo! And then myself and others that are in the area will be also joining. I received a message this morning from one of our intercessors, and they said that the Lord spoke to them, and they woke up seeing the four winds come and meet us at that place. That is awesome. The four winds meeting us on Friday evening. So we're coming with expectation to have an encounter with the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to open up our intercessors line in a moment, but I just want to just start with prayer this morning, and then I'll have them come to you before the Lord in prayer. Let's put our attitude and our minds at the throne of God this morning. Let's put our hearts at the throne of God and ask Him what we will. And then I'd like for you to consider our subject matter this morning, dealing with our topic this week about spiritual fitness. We are going to be talking about standing free. Hallelujah, standing free. Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, God, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory forever and ever and ever and ever. This is my prayer. This is our prayer this morning, as you have taught us to pray, that we seek your kingdom first in everything, and in that we walk in the freedom of who you are. We are so blessed to have you as our God and our King, Lord, that we can come to you every morning and that we get to fall in love with you all over again, God. We so love you today. We're so glad that you're faithful to us, Lord God, and that you allow us to learn how to trust. So when we realize when you have done all that you have done for us, we realize in our trusting you that we can rejoice. In you that there is peace. In you that there is contentment, all because we have learned to lean in you. Thank you for the words of love, Lord God. What is love, we would have thought, had you not shown us love? Thank you for showing us that you are pure love. Hallelujah. Your love is like cotton candy, or sometimes it feels like liquid butter. Sometimes your love has a fragrance that cannot be explained. Your love extends your arms wide for the whole human race. Your love showed us through your blood. Your love showed us to those hanging on the cross. Your love showed us healing the sick and the blind. Your love continues to shower us, Father, giving us fresh water to drink, and even placing heaven in our sight, God, that we can prepare to go home and to be with you forever. Oh, Father, thank you for the love that the universe looks upon us each and every day, because it looks down upon the earth that you created, that you've enjoyed to bring pleasure to you, and that we are a part of that. We glorify your name today, God. We stand in awe of you, Father, this morning. We stand in awe of your glory. We stand in awe of the way your heart beats for us, God. We stand in awe in you. We give ourselves this morning as sacrifices of our, as an offering in your presence, God. So we say, consume us, God. Eat us all up, God, in your fire. All of you and none of us. Hallelujah. So Lord, hear our prayer this morning. We come with gladness of heart. Lord, in all things, we still always need you. Without you, we're so frail. Without you, Lord God, we can't make it. Without you, there is nothing that's important but you. Thank you to teach us how to stand. Thank you for teaching us how to war. Thank you how to stand on your word. Thank you, God, and how you've taught us how to raise our hands. And as we give you praise, the blessings come down. Thank you for giving us a mouth to speak that releases an anointing of your fresh word of life. Anything that we say, what a miracle in that alone, that by us speaking through the breath that you've given unto us, it opens up the realms of heaven. It opens up the prophetic in so many ways, God. I am still blown away. I still stand amazed, Lord God. And so we delight in you this morning as you delight in us. Teach us your ways, oh God. Teach us your ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. If Prophetess Paloma is with us, if she can start this morning. Good morning, sweetheart. In prayer.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, sweetie.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a wonderful and beautiful morning, Father. Thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for allowing us to see the beauty of your creation, Lord God. Father, we come before your presence with open hearts, open minds, open spirits, open souls, and body, Lord God, to receive what you have for us today, Lord. But before anything, Father, we come before you in repentance, Father God. Father, forgive us.
Yes.
Forgive us and whatever we have offended you in, Lord God. Forgive us, Holy Spirit, for grieving or quenching your fire and your love in our lives, Father God. Father, we come humbly before you, knowing and letting you know how much we need you. Cleanse us with the blood of Christ this morning, Father God. Cleanse our minds, Father. Restore, renew our minds, the spirit of our minds, Father God. Oh God, restore and create in us a righteous spirit, Lord God. A spirit that follows after you, Lord. Cleanse us, Father God. Release us from any burden, Father God, that we may be carrying, Lord. Father, we love you. We love you, Father, and we need you, Lord. We want to please you, Father. We want to live a righteous life before you, Lord God. We want to live life filled of a holy anointing, Father, where there is no contamination, Father God, but that our hands and our feet, Father God, may be used for your glory, Lord God. That our lips only pronounce your name, O Lord God. that your word comes out of our lips without any type of adultery, Lord God, but that it comes as fresh milk unto the body, Lord, unto the world, Father. A fresh, Lord God, food, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we need you more today than we needed you yesterday. And we thank you for your mercies that are renewed every morning, Father God. We thank you that you give us chance after chance, Father God, because you understand that we are frail, Lord God, that we are just but dust of this land, Lord. And we thank you for knowing that. We thank you that you know us more than what we know ourselves, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that we can come before your throne boldly, God, and ask you, Father God. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name, Father. Lord, what a beautiful God you are. What a beautiful Father. You are so, so good to us, Lord God. Father, drench us in your love. Soak us in your spirit. Ignite us with your fire. Fill us with your oil till it overflows. Oh, God, we want to be cups of honor in your hands, Lord God. There is anything that is within us that is not like you, Father. Consume it with your fire, Father. We want to look like you, speak like you. Oh, God, walk like you. Oh, God, we want to really see your children, Lord, and represent you in this land. Father, we worship you and adore you. We give you the glory and the praise. And Father, we just lay our lives at your feet this morning. And we say, Father, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. We were created to adore you. We were created by you, and we are sustained by you, Father. So we place our lives at your feet, oh God. And we say, Father, have your way. Have your way, God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Father, we can do nothing without you. Jesus, you said that you are the vine and we are the branches, and without you we cannot get fruit. So I ask you today, Lord, that we be connected to you, Father. And not only that, Father, that you purge us, Father God, and you remove any dry places, Lord God, or just purge us and allow us to give fruit even more. Hallelujah. Fruits of love, fruits of peace, fruits of joy, fruits of faith, fruits of meekness. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We worship and adore you. We give you the glory and the honor, Lord God, forever and ever. We lift our hands up to the heavens, O Lord God. Hallelujah. And we lift your name up high, Lord Jesus. We lift you up high. Up high, Lord God. So that the world may see you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. We glorify you and exalt you. We give you the glory and the honor. We give you the praise, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Oh, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Lord God, and as the subject matter today is spiritual fitness, Lord God, we ask you to examine us, Holy Spirit. Father, if there is any area of bitterness, of hate, resentment, anger, sadness, depression, whatever the case may be, Father, we ask you to help us see it in the mirror, Lord God, and that we can become spiritually fit, Lord God, that we could have 100% of you, Lord God, and nothing of us, Lord. We thank you because you give us your word, Father, that we could see ourselves within it, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you don't leave us the way you found us. You restore us day by day, Lord God. We thank you for that. So, Lord, as I said in the beginning, we open our minds to receive your instructions. We open our hearts to receive healing and deliverance, Father God, before you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Is Catherine with us this morning? If she is, could you bring us the Lord in prayer? Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Father,
God bless
we just,
you.
Okay. Father, we just thank you and we just bless you this morning. Father, you are such an amazing God. You are the one who knows all things. And the beginning of knowledge that we can come to you, Father. It says in your word that the fear of you is the beginning of knowledge. And Lord, we desire that knowledge and we desire your wisdom because you are the wisdom and you bring us the instruction that we need so we can walk with you in the cool of the day and in the warmth of the night, Lord. We thank you that you are that cloud, that you prepare that place, that you are the forerunner for our every step. You are the fire that lights the way at night, and sometimes we are not able to see clearly. Father, we thank you and we praise you for who you are. Because you are holy, God. You are holy, Lord. You are holy, God. We honor you, Father. We bless your Son. We thank you for Holy Spirit, consuming fire, giving counsel and releasing counsel. You help us see. You help us go in the places we need to go in. You bring that love that ignites and awakens those areas in our hearts. You fill us to overflowing because you are that fountain of life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us a brand new day that we can come before your throne. We can come before you. We can stand the way that we need to. We can stand free because you have set us free. You have done that work 2,000 years ago for us. Father, thank you for bringing us to a higher place with you. Thank you for the opportunity that you desire for us to come up higher as you state in your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You are amazing. Lord, we can wear your grace today because you clothe us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. You wrap your garment of love. You wrap your garment of grace. You wrap your garment of holiness around us so that we can be our best. And in our weakness, you are strong. We thank you, Lord, for the conviction of Holy Spirit, that we can turn from those ways that you reveal to us that are not pleasing to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for that privilege that you reveal it to us. We are not to take that for granted. Lord, let you see your image properly, rightly, in a holy, clear, a clearer way because you are the truth, the way, and the life. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for providing your bride and making her whole without spot or wrinkle. Thank you that we can look forward to that day. You are near, and you make the way very clear. Thank you, Father. Help us to listen to you, to walk and see and hear all those things that you see, that you are walking and you are hearing. Thank you for the divine alignment, for the open heaven, for the ladder that the angels descend and ascend upon from your throne. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for our prayers that have been sitting into your throne room. We're so glad that you hear our prayers. Well, I'm going to bring forth to you this morning our continued devotion concerning spiritual fitness. It is so needed that even though we work on our physical bodies to make sure it is taken care of, where we can be healthy, and sometimes we do not eat the right foods because we're not thinking about being healthy, but then we pay the price for it. But it's the same thing with our spiritual fitness as well. And so today I want to talk about standing free, standing free. But before we begin that, I'd like to read a scripture this morning. And our scripture today will start from Psalms 1 and the first 6 verses. And we do look for readers. So if anyone that's out there are interested in reading the word for us every morning, please feel free to connect with us online or just come on and we'll ask you to read the scriptures for us. But for today, I'll just start out. Amen. The book of Psalms. Our first scripture for today starts in book 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And we're going to use the word law as teaching and instructions. So I will repeat that. But his delight is in the teaching and instructions of the Lord, and in his teaching and instructions doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Lord, we thank you for that word this morning to start our day. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Today I want to talk a little bit about standing free. Like I've said before, that we seem to focus a lot on our spiritual makeup, our physical body, but lack oftentimes to focus on our spiritual fitness, our spiritual makeup, areas that we need to look at. Yesterday we talked about looking at the mirror, taking a look at what's our condition and really doing something about it rather than letting it stay there. Or thank God that people that do love us will say, guess what? You got ketchup on your mouth, and then we can help you in the process of helping you, either wipe your mouth off for you or letting you be aware you do have something that needs to be looked at. And we do need each other so we can grow spiritually. We are not alone in this. And so the word that I wanted to release to you this morning as a part of your fitness, your spiritual fitness program this morning is standing free. The scripture that comes to mind as we're talking about being spiritually walking and standing free comes from the book of Acts. And we're going to be reading today from Acts 9, and it's talking about Saul. Saul was a man once named Paul. So I'm going to start in Acts 9, 1 through 9. Acts 9, 1 through 9. Pray for my voice, guys. I've been talking a lot all weekend, so it's a little raggedy, but you'll just be hopeful you can hear me well. And let's read. Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath. He was eager to destroy the Lord's followers, so he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, taking their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. As he was nearing Damascus on his mission, a brilliant light from heaven suddenly beamed down upon him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, sir?" Saul asked. And the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you to do." The men with Saul stood speechless with surprise, for they heard the sound of someone's voice, but they saw no one. And Saul picked himself up off the ground. He found that he was blind. So his companions led him by the hand to Damascus. He remained there blind for 3 days, and all that time he went without food and water. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The reason I want to bring this subject matter about a man named Saul, who became Paul, was a man that thought he was doing the right thing. He was very zealous, yet he had some really major issues. He had a heart to serve God, but he did not know God well. He knew of God based on scripture, and he felt a passion to be able to stand on the written word of God, but he had not understood the God that loved all mankind and his compassion for mankind. And Saul, in his self-righteous attitude, began to persecute the Christians. That is called abuse. And so Saul went through, he got letters of confirmation of what he's about to do, that he would bring them in chains, he would beat them, he would do whatever was necessary because he felt right in what he was doing. He knew, he felt that this was the right cause that he was walking in. He felt that this is, you know, doing unto God. And so he would beat people to please God. Little did he know, he was doing the opposite. And in his anger, he became an abuser. I don't hear that often, but that's what he was. In his anger of righteousness, he abused the very people that loved God. Had they done wrong, that was one thing. But because of their own doctrines, he decided that the doctrine was more important. And in that, he began to abuse the people of God. He became self-righteous in his thoughts. He became like that was his trademark, a word that is used. You know, a trademark is when someone confirms this is mine and he takes ownership of it. And so that was his trademark. And everybody knew who he was that were either or heard of him or how he would abuse them. And word got out that watch out for Saul, because when he comes in the midst of you, he's going to abuse you. Until he had an encounter. There are many people in the body of Christ, not just in the body of Christ, but around the world, that are in situations where they are being abused, either emotionally, physically, spiritually, or mentally. Sometimes spiritually more so, because they use the word of God against each other, and it hurts. Because God's word is powerful, it can be used also as a weapon to tear the spirit of a man. Then there's the physical aspect of abuse, where someone can physically hurt you, beat you, spit on you like they did with Christ, to the point that they even flogged his flesh, that it was unbearable to look upon him. And then there are those that would break your bones. And there's a story of a woman that I walked with for many years ago, where her husband was a police officer. In order for her not to have her bruises be notified or noticed, he would take her head and bang against the wall. This way there would be no bruises to be seen. And she eventually had brain damage. But here was a physical abuse that wasn't seen. It was hidden, but it was still going on. And then there's the mental abuse. Someone that will curse you out and begin just very negative, always downcasting. Everything is bad. presumptuously what's going to happen. Everything is negative. They carry the old spirit of oppression on them constantly. Wherever there's joy, they try to bring everyone else down. And then when they're down, they fill up. But they find that now they've found their pleasure. These are all areas where there is a great need. These are forms of different types of abuses as well. Anyways, Saul, in his process of trying to do what he thought was right, in his self-righteous, a name of his trademark, he was in an illusion of his own that he was powerful. And that happens also in our spiritual makeup, where we think we are powerful in what we choose to do in life. But the reality here, even in what we do, what we think is right, sometimes we are blindsided. And part of our spiritual fitness is to stand free today from the things that we have believed has helped us. Some of the things that we carry from our childhood, from our adulthood, to either being betrayed, abused, of some form or fashion. But there is a time in life that we have to let go of what we believe worked for us and stand free in Christ. Sometimes we get confronted with the knowledge of our life that we thought was under control, and the illusion of our choices becomes quite apparent when we were not in control at all. But in order to suffice and to make ourselves feel comfortable in our situation, we rather believe the lie that we're in control, that we've got it prepared, we are okay. And in our denial, we find ourselves stuck in the same issues over and over and over again. God does not want us to be like a Saul, when he was self-righteous and carried that as our trademark. We don't want to walk around in betrayal. We don't want to walk around and acting, okay, they'll change, they won't do it again. Yet the evidence is there that they have not changed. And in our mind, we begin to walk in the spirit of denial that we've got it going on and we can control the situation. And yet the beatings continue, the spiritual abuse continues, the negativity continues, and we continue in the same over and over and over again. I think one of the worst parts of abuse is spiritual assassination, character assassination, which tears down the person's emotions, tears down the person's value and worth of a human being. We all have the right to be, we all have the right to walk in dignity as human beings. And when someone wants to take away that right from you, to me, that's abuse. God wants us to learn to stand free and stand free in Him. And sometimes that might mean to let people go until they are ready to let go of their control of their own world and receive what God has in their world. He wants us to remain stand free in order for Him to occupy our place in life. He wants to occupy the situation in your life. He wants us to stand free and let Him rule and reign in that situation. The moment you take your hands off, God can then work in your life. The moment you take your hands out of that control and recognize your self-righteousness, that you got this, you can control this, then only God can come in and help you. But you need to be able to let it go and let God come in and take control. Many people become afraid because they say, if I let go, what will become of me? What will become of you? You'll have Jesus. You'll have all of Him and none of you. That's the blessing. Hallelujah. God wants you to stand free, to exist in Him, to pattern after Him, and not stay in a situation that keeps you bound. This spiritual fitness is for you today to be able to start exercising Christ in your situation and not allowing your control to keep things the way they are, because it is damaging and it is not healthy. And that's why we're talking about spiritual fitness this morning. People say, well, I'm around people that are very negative. I choose not to be around negativity. If you're around me long enough, we want to talk about joy. We want to talk about the things that God can do for us, not what the enemy is doing. We spend more time fighting with the enemy than we are enjoying God. And so I want you to stand free in enjoying God. Enjoy the beauty of His world. Look at the things that are around you. You know, sometimes the enemy will bombard me where I start looking at those details in mind or more the little stuff. The big things don't matter to me so much. It's the little things that bother me. So even I have to continue to walk spiritually fit. And that part of my life is getting in the Word every morning like we are doing this morning and finding out what God wants me to know and let go another part of me to Him and ask God for Him to have all of me and less of me, and He can have it. Thank you, Lord. And so he wants us to stand free this morning. So he's calling you to submit whatever that thing is that you seem like you want to control. Could it be your family? Could it be an attitude that you have? Could it be your finances that you don't want to have someone else control of, that you cannot learn because you abuse your own spending? You know, it's like get out of denial. You spend everything you got, and you never can pay your bills. You know, you buy your clothes, you buy your shoes. You got to have the makeup. You got to have the hair weaves and whatnot. You know, your children don't even have nice clothes as you do. You're just a compulsive shopper, and the list goes on. You've got to have always have to have something going on. Like some of you, like I call you guys a drama junkies. Love to have drama going on. You start stuff up just to keep things going. You need to be able to stand free. These things keeps you bound. It keeps you bound. It keeps you bound. And God wants you to stand free. And so in that, the Lord is calling us this morning to start doing some physical, not physical, but spiritual exercises to help us stand free in him and no longer be bound in our self-righteous delusion that we are in control, when the reality is we're totally out of control. And that's why we need the Lord. And so your spiritual fitness today is to do as you would do in exercises. Raise your hands to the Lord. That's your first exercise. And take whatever that thing is that you know you've been trying to control that's out of control. You exercise that thing and give it to God. Exercise it and give it to God. Number one, exercise. One, two, three, four, five. As we do in physical fitness, you do the same thing with your spiritual condition and give it to God. And ask the Lord to help you, because there is a cost to pay for us to stay in this place. There is a cost, and that means that we can become either physically, spiritually sick, or we become spiritually healthy. We start choosing what we want in our environment. We start choosing who we want in our lives that are healthy, so we can give back. How, you know, if we're all sick, how can we help anybody else? So we have to find ways that we can be healthy. And that is also our spiritual condition. Spiritual condition is in the morning. What did you do? Some of us start with a cup of coffee. Well, spiritually fitness for us would be the Word of God, opening the Word of God for him to tell us how to start our day. Spiritual fitness is praying. Spiritual fitness is rejoicing. Spiritual fitness is, how can I be a help to someone else today? Spiritual fitness is making a change in my life to stand free of all the things that the world was trying to keep me bombarded with. It also means making a choice to choose to live a standing life of freedom in Christ. You have to make a choice to choose. If you know your condition, you will never come out of it until you become truly aware that you need changing. And there's some people are so fearful of change, but I'm here to tell you, I can tell you from my own experience, there is a fear for me that when I was out there where I did not accept Christ fully to choose to change me all the way, where I just came to the point, okay, God, I'll handle it. But when I felt that, when I came to the point that I need something greater than myself, that is when I noticed a difference in my life when I chose to change. So I say to you this morning, make a decision. This is a very important issue in your spiritual walk with God. And so I encourage you, give it to the Lord, stand free in him, do your spiritual stand-ups, your spiritual sit-ups, your spiritual hands up, and give God all the glory. Amen? Amen. Well, join us again tomorrow morning. We're going to ask for someone else also to help out in our times of devotion. But keep us in prayer, and then we'll see you again tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. to 7:15, and we give you God all the glory. And so I charge you to go forth in the name of the Lord of hosts, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be blessed. God loves you. I love you. And I'm just excited. Join us Friday night. God's going to do some mighty work here. I'm just so excited. God bless you. Love you, my children, in the Lord. And till next time, God bless you. And go forth in God's consuming fire. In Jesus' name, amen. Consuming fire, burn it away.